You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Boy, we got a lot to talk about. Apparently, we have the first FDA-approved drug for breast cancer that could be given before the surgery, something that would be a great adjunct prior to getting the cancer taken out, a drug that we could take prior. Pretty cool stuff. Now, a lot of you are addicted to diet soda and artificial sweeteners. Fox News Health section today gives us 5 steps on how to quit artificial sweeteners. Not a bad idea. Then, those of us that were maybe a little premature appear to achieve less as an adult. All right? Does that make any sense? Preterm babies or slightly preterm may have less achievement as adults later in life. Doesn't make too much sense. Then apparently, Florida officials are warning of a deadly seawater bacteria after a man died who was exposed to the bacteria Vibrio vulnificus. We'll talk about that. Then many of us have mouse thumb, right, from using mouses with our laptop. We have text thumb. Well, now there is eye posture. Apparently, people are having some back and neck pain over their tablets and their smartphones. So as you can see, we got a very busy day, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Very interesting story here. A 2-year-old boy in China from Huaizi, I apologize if I'm mispronouncing it, has undergone an operation to quote-unquote give birth after doctors diagnosed him as quote-unquote pregnant. Now, the 2-year-old boy obviously isn't pregnant, but he had gone to the hospital with a very distended stomach. This distended stomach was causing him to start having breathing difficulties. After they x-rayed him and MRI'd, they found that he was carrying his undeveloped twin inside his own stomach. So the baby was basically carrying his twin. The fetus that was removed measured about 20 centimeters in width, already had a spine and limbs and fingers and toes. The parasitic twin, though, didn't make it. He would have developed into a boy, would have possibly killed the first baby who was alive. Now, identical twins form, all right, and this story is being reported from Daily Mail, where we talked about how the eggs will split in half after fertilization. So the egg starts to grow, it splits into half, so it has the same genetic material, but, oh, by the way, a woman just gave birth to identical triplets. Pretty cool stuff. Anyway, but conjoined twins, or fetus and fetu siblings, occur when the egg doesn't separate fully. So what ends up happening is rather than the identical twins growing next to each other in the womb, they're still connected. Dr. Jonathan Farinoff, a neonatologist at Rainbow Babies and Children's Hospital in Cleveland, said some conjoined twins can survive as parasites, but not when one twin starts to absorb the other. So basically, this baby was absorbing the other baby. Imagine how freaked out the parents must have been that a second baby was there the whole time. Now, usually in America, this would have probably been found, okay? On ultrasound, when we're watching a baby, right, and we're getting the dates, and we're looking at the sex of the baby, and looking at the heart, et cetera, and looking at the fluid, we would have probably seen the second baby, okay? Could something have been done at the time? I don't know. Because if the fetus needed to form fully in those 9 months before it was formed, and the first twin started to absorb the other twin, which happens, you grow over the other twin, there might not have been proper brain development. So there's a very good chance this twin never would have made it. But at birth, they could have found the baby, etc. The only thing is there must have been some growth for that twin to keep growing, for the stomach to be distended. There was some growth happening. That's it. It blows my mind. Should twins have developed at the same time? There could be a delay with one of them, but we're talking 2 years. 2 years. Scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. So speaking of birth, they say being born just a couple weeks early, according to this one study from Finland, may influence a child's long-term education and job prospects. So usually we carry babies to term till 40 weeks. Your term if you're over 37 weeks. But what if you're born between 34 and 36 weeks, which is kind of considered late preterm as opposed to a 25-week-old preemie? So a 34 and 36-week-old baby, I gave birth to my second one at 36 weeks because we had to induce. Okay? They are more likely, they say, to be manual workers and earn less money as adults than their peers who were born on time. Now, we've seen studies that premature babies may have some behavioral or emotional issues, but never this, where this could be a whole lifelong issue in terms of achievement. Now, any child that I've seen that was preterm, etc., from a mentation aspect, I didn't see any mental deficits by any means. And manual labor should never be mixed up with somebody that couldn't use their mind or have any sort of mental deficit, okay? Somebody choosing to go into manual labor, all right, may really, really like it, may dislike school, may like to work with their hands. You know, I loved going to school, but I really wanted to work with my hands. I love working with my hands. I love working on cars. I love construction. I love surgery. So it really has nothing to do with brain development, etc. Is there an affinity issue? I don't know. But it's an interesting study coming out of Finland. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi. This is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, metal's value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Mike writes, Doctor, I went in for a pre-work physical and one of my hepatitis tests came up positive. What do? I have kids and a wife. I don't know how I could have contracted hepatitis. I'm freaking out here and need some guidance. I wish I could talk to you live. It looks like this is one of my listeners on the 5 a.m. Eastern XM, probably one of my 5 a.m. Listeners on XM, because we're live at noon on Eastern Time XM. Okay, first of all, whenever you get one of these, if I'm looking at this correctly, whenever you go in for a pre-op physical or a pre-work physical, usually the hepatitis test the doctor will run is one of these hepatitis screens. So it'll have a hepatitis B, hepatitis C, and a hepatitis A on there. If one of those comes up positive, that doesn't necessarily mean you have outright hepatitis. Okay? Now, if the doctor or the medical provider actually ran a full-blown RNA or DNA quant depending on which hepatitis they were running, okay, then you have something there. But if this was just a regular random pre-physical, all right, a screening test came up positive, that doesn't necessarily mean you have hepatitis. And mind you, there's three hepatitises: hepatitis A, hepatitis B, and hepatitis C. Now, hepatitis A, usually we get oral fecal route with contaminated food. So it's nothing that's going to stick with you throughout life, nothing that should cause liver cancer. Could cause a pretty nasty hepatitis infection. You could turn yellow, nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain. You could get pretty sick with hepatitis A. But when you get infected, you know you have it. Usually you could overcome it, okay? The yellow goes away, the jaundice goes away, but the antibodies for hepatitis A could still be there. Now, usually that doesn't show up because many of the hepatitis screens look for a more recent antibody like hepatitis A IgM. We've talked about IgM versus IgG, the antibodies that are made within the first month. So looking like an active infection would be IgM. IgG, you'll have those antibodies for life. Like you'll have chickenpox antibodies, etc. If you were immunized as a kid, you'll have those antibodies for life. So usually the hepatitis A would be an IgM. So if something like that came up positive, then you might have been exposed to a foodborne illness or a foodborne hepatitis A. Okay? That could get fixed. Okay? All right. Now, hepatitis B, hepatitis C, those could be contracted with sex, IV drug use, tattoo needles, blood transfusions, etc. A little bit more concerning, but, okay, one of the hepatitis B tests on these hepatitis B panels that looks at surface antibody, that could be positive if you were vaccinated. I can't tell you how many people who were vaccinated in high school or, I don't know, 15 years ago in college freak out because they get a hepatitis test run, and all of a sudden their hepatitis B surface antibody is positive. Well, that will be positive if you were vaccinated. So you could be positive just because of a vaccination. Now, let's say there's something like the surface antigen or your anti-hepatitis C. What do? Well, again, we still tell you to relax, okay? I wouldn't donate any blood. I would probably use condoms having sex in the meantime until we could figure out what's going on, okay? And we run a quantitative test looking at DNA or RNA, depending on if we're looking at hepatitis B or hepatitis C. And then we see how many levels of viral copies you may have. Some of you may not have any viral copies, but you give off the antibodies, okay? So you may have no viral load, no virus that's detectable. It could be quiescent, quiet. But the antibodies are there because, again, you've had an infection and the antibodies were made. So just because a test comes up positive doesn't mean you need to freak out, okay? So I would relax. And just like I said, in the meantime, be careful. But figure out if it's A, B, or C. Figure out if it had to do with your being vaccinated. And then have them run a confirmatory test. But great. Great question. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Nancy, she listens to the American Truckers Network, and she wants to know what's happening with Clear Channel and XM. As we get more information, we'll tell you what's going on with XM. We believe our show will also be on iHeartRadio. Plus, our show is on the Dr. Dahlia app, whether you have an iPhone app or an Android app, plus GCN Live. We are online, GCN Live 24/7 through the GCN network. So you'll definitely be able to get our show once there's the Clear Channel XM split. But she also writes, are there any blood pressure medications that do not cause hair loss? On my own, I have dropped some of my medications for that reason. I know this is very wrong. Blood pressure medications in and of themselves should not be causing hair loss. If you read any of the prescribing information, many of these drugs could cause a variety of things. Headaches, constipation, diarrhea, swelling, non-swelling, cough, tummy ache, tummy ache, hair loss, hair growth, etc. But I have rarely seen a blood pressure medicine actually cause somebody to lose their hair. My concern would be something else. Either thyroid, testosterone, some other hormone, menopausal. But I rarely see somebody lose hair due to an actual high blood pressure medication. Now, it never hurts to switch brands. Never hurts. You could always switch brands. And I'm kind of looking up for the main ones because I think that'll help. I'm trying to think of, there's one in particular of high blood pressure. Sorry, I have no problem looking this stuff up on air. Medication, hair loss. There was one class, I remember I talked about this a while back. Let me see which one. Hold on a second. I'm finding. I don't know if it was the diuretic. See, the problem is I just don't remember everything I talk about on my show. I'm trying to find the class that seems to be the worst of it, and I can't. Darn. Okay. I can't find the actual class of medications. But what I recommend to anybody having hair loss is to definitely get your hormones checked, especially thyroid. If you are going through menopause, you want to definitely, consider maybe some sort of estrogen. Supplementation, as long as you don't have a uterus still. If you still have a uterus, you may need an estrogen progesterone supplement. Again, mind you that you aren't at risk for, shall we say, breast cancer, etc. Let me see here. For drug-induced hair loss, I'm coming up with, I remember talking about this before, and I apologize. This really bothers me that I, don't remember which ones. Okay, so it was the beta blockers. So your atenolol, metoprolol, propranolol has been shown to be more Corgard, Inderol, more related to hair loss than any of the others, but not the diuretics, not the ACE inhibitors, not the blood pressure medicine, ARBs, calcium channel blockers. So you do have plenty of other classes that you could use, Nancy. Great question. All right, 1-877 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is interesting. Wearing a tight belt could put you at risk for throat cancer. Now, what is the relationship between a tight belt and throat cancer? Well, easy. It's the reflex. So people who wear Spanx like me or tighten that belt end up having a little bit more acid reflux. Well, acid coming from the stomach going up into the esophagus could then cause esophageal cancer, get up into the throat, possibly cause throat cancer. Now, this was a very small study coming out of Glasgow and Strathclyde Universities and Southern General Hospital. They think the risk is greatest in people who are overweight. The Daily Record reports that the researchers worked with 24 volunteers who had no history of acid reflux. They were each asked to swallow a device, which took a selection of readings before and after the volunteers had eaten, and they found that those who wore a belt had higher acid reflux. Now, a lot of us like to look tight in our clothes, especially us women, okay? You know, finding a good girdle that's comfortable, oh my gosh. I mean, everything looks good. Your boobies look better. Your butt looks better. Your tummy looks better. Pretty cool stuff, all right? But the problem is acid in the throat and the upper esophagus, not cool. So before you decide to wear things tight, try to go for something a little looser. Once in a blue moon, I don't care. But if you're kind of doing this every day for work, all right, acid reflux has got to get treated. Okay, cut back on the pressure on your stomach. Get the acid reflux treated. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Bread made from insects. Students turn grasshoppers into flour to feed people in poor countries. Interesting story we're going to talk about next. Don't go away.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com. Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
Annoying collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. This is very, very interesting. A bunch of students from McGill University are planning to farm grasshoppers. This is, they live in Montreal. And they're going to farm grasshoppers, okay? And turn them into flour for bread and other foods so they could feed poor people in Mexico, Thailand, and Kenya. It's called Flour Power. It will provide a sustainable year-round source of food as well as an extra business opportunity for local farmers. Now, the proposals have won the 213 Holt Prize, and the five students received $1 million to turn the plans into reality. I guess out of 10,000 college and university, six teams reached the final of the Holt Prize, which is this social entrepreneurship award for students presented by Bill Clinton. This year's challenge was to create a social enterprise that will secure food for undernourished communities, and particularly for the 200 million people, quote-unquote, who live in urban slums. Quote, this is our chance to empower the next generation and solve some of the world's most pressing issues, says Ahmad Ashkar, founder and CEO of the Holt Prize. They say almost a billion people go hungry every day, and without new solutions, food security issues are likely to get worse. Sounds cool. I guess the Flower Power Project was created by MBA students Mohammed Ashour, Shobhita Soar, Jesse Perlstein, Zev Thompson, and Gabe Mott. They call themselves the Aspire Food Group. So they're going to collect a crop of grasshoppers from infested alfalfa fields and distribute them to farmers in Oaxaca, Mexico. Each farmer will be given containers that help them harvest the insects before the bugs are ground into a protein-rich flour. About 10 tons of grasshoppers are due to be delivered to Mexico by March 2014. Okay, and the group plan to extend the initiative to other insects in the future. The insects are dried, placed in a sealed freezer bag to kill them humanely. Each insect is washed again, dried out, before being ground to resemble the consistency of wheat germ. The flour then could be shipped to local businesses and bakeries to be turned into bread, tortillas, and other flour-based food. Now, the Aspire Food Group did travel to Thailand, Kenya, and Mexico to learn more about the conditions and how these regions already farm and eat insects. Currently, 2.5 billion people eat insects around the world. We talked about insects, and we talked about the source of protein that they provide, even vitamins. Okay? I know we think it's gooey, but, you know, nature-made animals, nature-made plants, and they also made bugs. Even though we don't think insects are animals, fine, bugs. And we could eat these things, right? Hakuna Matata. Well, good for these guys. Look, I'd rather these kids be coming up with something. Just, you know, I mean, I would taste it. And the reason why I would probably taste it is because how many times have I ridden on my big wheel or my bike as a kid, my mouth was open and some grasshopper landed in my mouth? Okay, I've tasted grasshopper before. If I know what it is, I'm disgusted by it. But it didn't kill me. So if somebody, if let's say somebody made a grasshopper brownie, and it was, no marijuana in it. Let's say somebody made a brownie. It was all decadent, covered with chocolate, and it was made of grasshopper flour. I would probably eat it. I mean, it has chocolate on it, right? I don't think I would be that grossed out. Don't though surprise me. Let me know what I'm about to put in my mouth. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Eye posture. All right, we've heard of text thumb and mouse wrist. Now we have posture problems from our tablets and smartphones. And no class action suits are allowed against Apple on this one. 84% of our young 18 to 24-year-olds have admitted to suffering back pain in the last 12 months, according to a survey by Simply Health. Apparently, it's in all age groups that spend time on a PC, laptop, or tablet screen, because many of these people spend more time on that than they do in bed. All right. 84% of those 18 to 24. You're not supposed to have neck and back pain in that age group, okay? You're supposed to be enjoying your 20s. The neck pain and the back pain and everything starts to come when you're in your 40s. Okay, enjoy your youth while you have it. Don't be messing it up playing Angry Birds. Dr. Brian Hammond, chairman of Back Care, the National Back Pain Charity, said the vast majority of people experience back pain in the lower back. Half of the population experience this every year. But now we're looking at 18 to 24-year-olds because they're slumping, hunching over computers and handheld devices. It's true. You know, I gave a lecture to a high school once, and all the kids' necks were flexed. I mean, and they're hunched over. And, I mean, they were texting and tweeting and giggling. And, I mean, I remember, you know, looking at cheat sheets and writing notes to guys in high school. So my neck was down, but not that much. Now it's all about the cell phone. Now, how many of us take the cell phone and raise it straight up to look? We don't do that. We look down. Now, some of you will say, well, it's more exercise than what most kids get. At least they're moving their neck. No, but it's the positioning and the awkward positioning. By the way, one thing I have a huge problem with these smartphones is I used to like the old phones where you could kind of rest it on your shoulder. You can't do that with a smartphone. So I'm hurting myself trying to keep the cell phone. I'm taking that shoulder and thrusting my trapezium, right, bringing that shoulder up to my ear to hold the phone. That's not good. They said, excluding time spent watching traditional TV, the typical young adult spends 8.83 hours a day in front of a screen. It's 6.64 hours for the older generation. So what should you be doing? Well, you need to be taking breaks. You need to be stretching, okay? You got to mix it up a little bit. You know, even motion sickness. People are getting motion sick by using their smartphones, 3D films, etc. 90% of people could be affected by motion sickness. We feel movement, but we don't see it. Simulation sickness is where we feel movement or we see movement that the body can't feel. So we're seeing the simulation sickness that could also make you nauseous. Now, Google Glass spectacles, okay, Google Glass, these things I've been very afraid to buy because I don't want to get a seizure or I don't want to get a headache or a migraine wearing them because they flash images into your field of vision. They think that these Google Glass spectacles could also do the same thing. Listen, I dig the whole technology thing. I benefit from technology, so I'm not dissing it in any way, shape, or form. But from health issues, yeah, I think we need to, realize a lot of us are going to get kinks in the neck. And remember, arthritis starts early. You hurt yourself as a kid playing ball, getting sacked, falling, car accident, etc. But when you're in your 30s and 40s and 50s and 60s, that's when it really comes back to haunt you. You don't have to have injured yourself. You do something stupid and all of a sudden it's something small like lifting, grabbing for a piece of paper. And then all of a sudden you pull your back out or your neck out, etc. The one thing we don't do with these kids is teach them how to prevent arthritis. Maybe it's because the average 13-year-old doesn't give a damn about arthritis, but that is where you need to teach them. Now, mind you, I'm married to a chiropractor. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I have my husband, and he wants to also adjust the kids whenever they need it. And, you know, so one of my kids got hurt in baseball, comes home, he's tweaked, daddy does a little manipulation, boom, he's back on track. All right, because I didn't want him to heal wrong. All right, you know, sometimes if you get a little subluxated, which is a mild dislocation of some of the vertebrae, I don't want it to heal that way. I want it to fall back into place nicely. So, you know, when it comes to back health and neck, we need to start early and remind these kids with their smartphones and tablets. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food? What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Pack 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org. That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so what's going on with the government shutdown while the Congress and House are ping-ponging back the bill? Many of us are kind of concerned about how government's going to keep running while Senate and House goes back and forth. Will that affect the Obamacare exchanges? Many of you really haven't been able to access the websites. The websites have been down. I started early in the morning, and I expected them to be down, so it was no big deal. I tried again, went to the healthcare.gov website. It finally linked me over to the Nevada website. Trying to register at first was easy, and then I kept getting caught into these loops, kept kicking me out, and the last notice I got was error. You have encountered an unresolvable error. The issue has been logged, and administrators have been notified. You will be notified by email when the situation is resolved. So I guess I'm now waiting to be able to look at my, you know, options for healthcare whenever, I guess, they get the link back up. everything I already put into the system, signing up for the account. Luckily, didn't have to do anything with my Social Security, birthday, etc. But it didn't take, because anything I had put in for my password didn't work. Got my verification number, tried that. So, but not a big deal, okay? I mean, you don't have to buy health insurance today. The insurance usually doesn't kick in until January 1st anyway. But I was hoping for today's show to be able to tell you what some of the prices are looking at, okay, in terms of monthly premiums. Now, we have been getting some sporadic numbers, all right? One plan, I believe, in Michigan, if you are a 25-year-old non-smoker, you're paying anywhere between $190 a month to $350 a month. That's a lot of money. $350 a month for a non-smoking kid who's 25. That's a lot of money. Now, again, we're just getting little reports here and there. We would really like to see what some of these plans are, what they include. Of course, plans, bronze, silver, platinum, depend on how much get covered. Okay? How much, whether it's 70% of your healthcare costs, 60% of your healthcare costs. Again, we didn't predict things to be very, very cheap. Of course, whenever they tell you the lowest end of the spectrum, they're telling you about a non-smoking young person. Now, I saw a number that said $1,500 for a 55-year-old smoker. I am assuming that's $1,500 a month. They didn't say anything about that being yearly. Okay? All right? These were monthly rates. So I want to confirm, and I also want to hear from you. I know many of you don't listen to the show live, but please leave what you found on our answer line at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Was it good? Are you pleasantly surprised? Are you finding things on your particular state's exchange? Tell us what state, right, you found this. You don't have to tell us if you're going to sign up for it or not, but were you pleasantly surprised by some of these prices? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Because I can't even log on to my own, let alone try to look up what's going on in the 50 states. Now, mind you, many of these rates are pre-subsidy. You may qualify for government subsidies for these rates. So the insurance gets to charge what they want, then they hope they get the money from the government. Now, mind you, like with the cash for clunkers or like with Medicaid and Medicare, many of these companies will not get the money from the government. That's promised. Okay? Pretty scary stuff. Okay? So that could be short-lived in and of itself. But right now, we're not worried about the insurance companies. Right now, we're just worried about you and I. Okay, and I think that's all we can handle right now. I'd like to worry about everybody, but we can't. If the insurance companies are going to get subsidies from the government, your job is to see if you could qualify for a subsidy. From what we understand, though, we're not going to find out if we could qualify for a subsidy, usually on this website. You may have to call a customer service representative. You may have to go to an Obamacare navigator. We talked about some scams that are out there and how you need to be extremely careful of some of these scams. People are going to be calling you, seeing if you qualify for, quote-unquote, Obamacare, and to give you their Social Security. No, we all qualify for Obamacare, okay? We all qualify for the tax, okay? We all will get taxed if we don't buy health insurance, okay? We all qualify. So you don't need somebody looking up your Social Security to tell you if you qualify. Now, if you want to know if you qualify for a subsidy, that's you actively going to healthcare.gov, being sent to where you need to go to. But don't just answer a random phone call. There are scam artists out there. Be careful, okay? Some states, the exchanges are not going to be up. You'll have to go through an insurance broker, all right? But please call in and let me know, what are you finding? What are some of these numbers? Are they looking good? What is it covering? Would really like to know. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. As this shutdown takes over, this is the first time the federal government has been shut down in 17 years. Many people were furloughed today. Millions of federal workers are actually going on unpaid leave. So this is unpaid. Even though it's unpaid leave, they're expecting this to cost the government millions of dollars. Now, many people are happy that the Republicans stood firm and they didn't give in to funding Obamacare. Others think the Republicans are wasting everybody's time. You know, personally, I think government is one big cluster. So I'm not really, I don't even really think I have an opinion either way. I just want to make sure our veterans, okay, and our military, you know, get their pay. I'm not really worried about the president getting his pay, but he's already getting it no matter what because that's under mandatory. So the president still gets their pay. All right. Isn't that convenient? Congress still gets their pay. Senate still gets their pay. But we have this problem every year and we're sick of it. And if they don't figure out how to deal with our debt ceiling and how to deal with our debt and all our government can do is spend, I gotta admit, Congress has a point. They really do. Okay. Do I want Obamacare extended and drawn out? No, I don't. Let Obamacare happen so we could, you know, lick our wounds, like I've said multiple times. But it's an absolute free for all right now up there. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the FDA has approved the first drug to be used in early stage breast cancer called pertuzumab or Perjeta. And this is a part of a regimen that patients will take before surgery. It's for treating people with HER2, HER2 positive breast cancer. It had been approved in 2012 in Europe. These HER2 positive breast cancers have increased in amounts of the HER2 protein that contributes to the cell growth and survival. Breast cancer, second leading cause of cancer-related death among women in the U.S. Number one is still lung cancer. In America, 232,000 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer. 39,000 will die from the disease in 2013. 20% of breast cancers have increased amounts of this HER2 protein. All right, so these drugs, hopefully, with Obamacare, people will have access to them. Okay, it could be prescribed to patients with this HER2 positive, either locally advanced inflammatory early stage breast cancer or at high risk of metastasis. Could be in combination with trastuzumab and other chemotherapy prior to surgery. And I apologize if I'm not pronouncing them as well. I like it. I like the idea of us being able to come out with more and more drugs for cancer. We're really nervous about what's happening with Obamacare and the pharmaceutical industry with less medications being tested and pumped out if less insurance companies are paying for them. But the FDA approved it. They're already on the right track. Of course, side effects very similar to other medications. I believe you could have some anaphylaxis, you could have some hair loss, diarrhea, nausea, some of your white blood cells could drop, which happened a lot with chemotherapy. But it looks good. We'll see what comes out of it. All right, guys, cannot wait to talk to you in the next hour. We're gonna take a quick break. Those of you addicted to diet soda, we're gonna tell you how to get off artificial sweeteners. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down.
Take me down.
You better take me down.
Take me down.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale, on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.